Okay, we're gonna learn the sugya of this Sebereya. Beforehand, I just want to share something with you. Two years ago, there was a whole tumult about a book about science and Shas. The tumult itself, I don't know much about, but a lot of the tumult revolved around the parts of Shas that don't stim according to certain mitzvahs that we know. That we supposedly know today. One of the things that was mentioned to me was that Tosfos says in Kiddushin, Tachleks Rashi and Tosfos, that had to be kind of an elephant. One of the Pshatim Rashi holds, you make a ramp and the elephant walks up the ramp. Tosfos holds, you hold Zmeiris up high, the elephant jumps and catches the Zmeiris. So the point was that elephants can jump. So the whole thing was made. Tosfos never saw an elephant. He didn't know what an elephant was. How should Tosfos know? He lives in France. So these things, doesn't bother me this way, it doesn't bother me that way. Fine. Last week, my sister was on vacation. She came back. She bought me a book. The name of the book is Imponderables, which some of you may know what that means. That book was deposited in, if you want to see it, it's the only room in my house that doesn't have a mezuzah. And that's where the book is. And on the book, one of the questions that it shows, on the book it shows a bunch of different questions to get you to buy the book, is do elephants jump? Uh-huh. So I immediately opened to do elephants jump. So they write two things. They write, first of all, baby elephants jump. That's bechlal. So the whole horror on Tosfos Mishkan Hara. Apparently, Tosfos knew about elephants. Second of all, it says the Farish that zoologists think that elephants can't jump. And many of them hold the sheet that they can't jump. But they only saw elephants in a zoo. What's an elephant in a zoo have to jump for? But they bring the Adis of somebody, they have his name there, some specialist. He saw elephants in the wild jump a ravine. That they could jump. So what do I say? I say the person who wrote the book, he only saw elephants in the zoo. Tosfos saw elephants that went to the zoo. So Tosfos knew more about elephants than him. So how should he know? And I don't blame him for not knowing, like he said about Tosfos. He doesn't blame Tosfos for not knowing. How should Tosfos know? I say about him, I don't blame him for not knowing. He's an American, it's true. He never went to Africa. Maybe he did go to Africa. But anyway, just we have this thing that science is always smarter than Chazal. That's true. It's true. The Rambam writes that Metzius that comes from Messiah with Mechuyev to be Mamin. Gemara says every Metzius, you're not Mechuyev to believe every Metzius that Chazal assumed. But FLPK, we're very quick to dismiss the old they were fools and today we're smart. Well, then we realize that 20 years from now they're going to say, today we were fools, and they're going to know smarter. So this is my chiddush for alright, let's get back to more important things like Nechsei Bereich. But that book may be wrong too. Alright, let's see the sugi again. Amar Rav Yehuda, Marav Emach Zikim in Nechsei Bereich. Emach Zikin, is a code word for Ein Oisin Mecha. So we now are in the sugya. Our whole theme of the sugya is if you can't make a Mecha, then it's not a Chazak. So it says Emach Zikin, it means you can't make a Mecha. A Berea can't make a Mecha, so Mamela, there's no Chazak. Emach Zikin, Minasi Berea. Can we say, Kamei de Shmuel Amarli, Chilim Chazifana Mutzarech? Rav. What does Rav hold? You have to do a mechah b'fanav. So the Gemara Rav Tamid the Tani, they don't come afarish v'lei l'sfirah. This Gemara is telling us pshat in the Mishnah. What is pshat in the Machlaikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? Rabbi Yehuda says, Yehuda l'galil, it's shayach to make a chazak. And the Chachamim of our Mishnah say, Yehuda l'galil, it's not shayach to make a chazak. Pshat. Rav, Paskin, Sakrib, Yehuda. That's what the Rashbam says. That's what Tosfos says. I think all the Rishonim hold this way. I didn't notice any of the Rishonim should argue that Rav is passing like Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda holds Mechah needs Befanav. And the Chachamim hold the Mechah does not need Befanav. So we may like the Chachamim that you don't need a Mechah Befanav is Dachkot. In Galil you can make a Bereach could make a Mechah because you don't need Befanav. According to Rab and Rabbi Yehuda, that you need Befanav, the Bereach is stuck. The Bereach can't come back to do it Befanav. Since the Bereach can't come back, so he must take him in the Sebereach. So this is the Machlaikis, according to the first law, Shimtim Rab and Shmuel, the Machlaikis, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chacham. However, Zok the Rashba, I think Bemis Tintasis also. The Rashba says it beferish, Taisus too, that they argue betarti. The machlekes of Yehuda and the Chacham is two machlekes. One, they argue if you need a macha befanav. Rabbi Yehuda's machadish that a macha has to be in front of the mazik. That's one, and that's not enough because if you need a macha befanav, still, if I'm in Yehuda and you're in Galil. So since I can't do a mecha b'fanav, it should be ice chazaka. You have to come out to a second chiddush that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're mechayev to travel to do the mecha b'fanav, even from Yehuda to Gala. That you're mechayev to travel and to go there to do the mecha. If you didn't travel and go there, then it's ice mecha. Then it's chazaka because you didn't make a mecha. So Rabbi Yehuda holds two chiddushim. The mechah has to be befanav, and that you're mechuyev to travel to do the mechah. That's pshat in the machlaikis Rav and Shmuel, pshat in the machlaikis Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim, pshat in the Mishnah. What? It's Rav Yehuda Shita, Chacham hold. You're not mechuyev to travel. Well, mainly you're not mechuyev to travel because it's true. Because if you hold mechah shalai befanav, la mechah, so about you don't have to travel. However, one thing bothered me. We're learning all year the Ramban Shita in Chazaka, that really a normal human being makes a mecha immediately. Really a regular person. You see someone in your karka, you make a mecha immediately. Just, you get 3 years because of this chesaron of achvishtarcha. The other person doesn't have a shtar, within 3 years he loses. So I have to wait 3 years. After 3 years, then the mozik gets a din mozik. You can't come after 2 weeks and say, why didn't he make a mecha? Because I'll tell him, why don't you have a shtar? But really, the teva of a person is to make a mecha immediately. Now you all know that in our Mishnah, it says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Le'amu Shol Eshanim, Elkdeshe Baspamya, V'yachzik Shana, Yechav Yedir Shana, Yechav Yedir Shana Acheres. He starts with the person has to be there for a year. He doesn't say that immediately it should be somehow there should be a koel and a taina immediately. It says a year. So you're talking that because here it's different. Because here it's one thing to make a macha, another thing to travel. Would a person travel because he heard someone's in his field for 2 weeks? Mavdafka. If they'll go and be Maidia him after 1 month, someone's in your field for a month. The Ramban says he'd make a macha. But remember, Rabbi Yehuda's not talking about macha. Rabbi Yehuda's talking about traveling to go make a macha. Traveling to make a macha, the Mishnah says, if you find out someone's in your field for a whole year, you would travel, we have an umdin, you would travel and make a macha. If you find someone's there for a month, Mavdafka. So it's not a steer to the Ramban because of the fact that the Ramban is like the Chachamim that you make a mecha wherever you are, that you do immediately. The Sha'en came like the Ramban, Mashaik and our Mishnah, which is talking about traveling.
How much of a mecha is there? If a guy just there 2 weeks, it's a week of coil, it's If he lives in city Rajmata,
then that's a chazaka
right away.
We'll hear
about it right away. I think if the guy's
could be the call doesn't travel. Even though he asks,
he's not going to be heard about for a whole year. Will he be there for a year on the call basis?
I mean, the call to make it to another city. Well, the call.
Well, maybe if it's under a year, we'll get a call at all.
What? Maybe under a year, we'll get a call at all. It could be, but if the idea is that people get excited right away, I mean, it's only the owner gets excited. Other people,
oh, yeah, it has to get out.
It could be.
The response is such a opportunity. It's our call. In the first year, I want to say right away.
Okay, the way I understand, the person's asking about his karka. We hear about it within a year. But such a call that I'll make him travel back. It takes a while. Just because someone's just sitting in his field, he's not going to go run back. The Ramban says you make him a chashah. What? Wait, you're looking in Rabbi Yehuda or the Chum? Rabbi Yehuda. Well, it's Taka, that's Mukhruch, because you're right, because the Gemara says later that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Bafanov is a Chazak La'alta. Gemara's going to say Amem Aleph. So in Achinami, that's, it's Taka true, because if you look at the Mishnah, they travel to him a year, and he immediately travels back a year. He doesn't wait 2 weeks to travel back a year. So in Achinami. Okay, but you know, it's the fact is that he's asking about it. All right, the Rishbam brings this machloitis of Mazikim Yosei Bereach. He brings in the Yerushalmi. Rishbam is actually on Omalei Pshita, on the second Lashon. Let's see, the second Lashon, Ikedi Amri, Amar Yudah Marah, Mazikim Yosei Bereach, Kemrisa Kamei Dishmol, Omalei Pshita. See, the Muchas Befana with Tzarech, Rab Mai Kamashmol, Choshloi Befana, Fafa Macha, Homer Rav Chata Zimna. He said that in the Yamin Aleph, Allah Kamash Malan, that fill a Micha Bifnei Beis. Shein Yechaylan Loim Aloi have a Macha. So we're going to get into the Inyan of Micha Bifnei Beis, Shein Yechaylan Loim Aloi. But I'll call upon him according to this Lashon, Sai Light Rav and Sai Light Shmuel, we passed in like the Chachamim. Presumably Pshat and the Mishnah is the same. There's no reason to change Pshat and the Mishnah. Just that Rav and Shmuel both passed in like the Chachamim, and they both passed in that Marzikim Benichsei Bereach. It's interesting, the Rashbam here, Mazikim Nechsei Bereach, says, Hu Adin L'chol Marchikei Artzam. Then we say, Mazikim Nechsei Bereach, because he should have made a Mechol wherever he is. So he says, Hu Adin, Hai Dinoka Bereach Lavdavka, Hu Adin L'chol Marchikei Artzam, El Orcha Dimosa Nokat. So Pnei Shleim is Medayik, that the Rashbam says this in the second Lashon. In the second Lashon, where there's no machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Everyone holds machzikim b'nechsei bereach. Because the bereach, wherever he is, should make a machah. So there he says, Hu adin b'chol machikei artzam, somebody who travels away for any purpose. M'sheinken in the first Lashon, where Rav said, ein machzikim b'nechsei bereach. There, you can't say Hu Adin Marchikei Artzam. It's Dafka, a Bereach, who can't come. Because a Bereach can't come here. So that's why a Mazikim Nechsei Bereach. Meshach is somebody who just traveled for vacation, or he traveled to visit relatives. 3 years, a long time. Such a person could come back. So such a person, it can't, in the first lashon where Rav says ein machzikim b'nasei b'reiach, thereby reiach is dafka, because shar merchikei artzam could travel. Shaken in the second lashon where we say machzikim b'nasei b'reiach, because he can make a macha wherever he is. That din that you can make macha wherever you are, that's true about a b'reiach, that's true about anybody. Rishbam, Dibra Maskal Omalek Shita, brings a Yerushalmi. Look at the Lashon of Gemara's Yerushalmi. Okay, the Rishbam Omalek Shita. The question had attached to Rishbam. It says, the Gemara's Yerushalmi, Rav Amar in Chazakala Bereach, which is like the first Lashon, Loine Eretz La'aretz, Vishmuel Amar Yesh Lan Chazaka. Omar of Nachmin, Kra Misayale, the Rav Paskins Ein Chazaka, Kra Misayale. Oh, so the Machlok is Rav Shmuel. Amar Rav Nachman Kra Misayale Lamar. It's a tease. It says it's a raya to Mar. It doesn't say if it's a raya to Rav or to Shmuel. And Taka, I see that the Chluki Day is who it's a raya to. What's the raya? The Yitin Law Hamelach Siris Echad Leimar Hashem this Kol Hashem Law this Kol Tvos Asadem Yem Azavas Haaretz V'Yadato. There's a Maisa there by Elisha who told the Isha Hashunamis. You know, the Isha Hashunamis had a child that died, and Elisha was Mechayim Mason this child. Later, Elisha tells this woman that there's going to be a hunger in the land for 7 years. So move, go somewhere else. And Shitaka moves to the Eretz HaPlishtim for 7 years for the hunger, and then at the end of the 7 years she comes back. So the pasuk says when she comes back, there were other people in her field. So she went to complain that there are people in her field. So she went to the Melech, to Yehoram, to complain. So the Melech, it's an interesting story how it came about, but the Melech sent her an officer. Leimar Hashem is called Hashalav. Is called Tuvas Asadem. Yehim Azav Asaretz V'Yarat. Give her back everything for the whole 7 years. It belongs to her. It's a raya. Imazikim Nechse Bereich or Mazikim Nechse Bereich. King said, give it back to her. It's a raya. So the Chalukei Day is what who it's a raya to. I think I saw in the Chassam Sefer, he seems to learn that it's a raya that emachzikim nechse bereach. I saw in the Mafteach Sefer Rosa Shapsi, the Sefer that he says he brings the echala shittis both ways, but the Marsha says it's a raya to that emachzikim nechse bereach. It's a raya to Shmuel. Because since she had to go to the Melech, what did she go to the Melech for? She should have gone to Beis Din. If I stayed in Beis Din, she would have lost the Din Torah. So she went to the Melech to complain to the Melech, went over the heads of the Beis Din to get her karka back. That's I state in the Mashah. And he says, Kim Mukhruch, if you look up to Yerushalmi, it's Mukhruch, and also Rav Nachman was a Talmud of Shmuel, or Rav Nachman of Shmuel, it says many times. So he says that the Rav Nachman is bringing a raya to Shmuel. So Vaistois that by Reich according to this is Huadin Lachol Machike Artsam. That she was not a by Reich. She was a went away with Meharov. She could have come back. So Vaistois and Bat Yerushalmi, the Huadin, at least whichever Shita will bring a riot to, it seems to be that Huadin Lachol Machike Artsam. Anybody who travels away, it's the same din. The Rav Moshe, the Dibros Moshe, Pa'ara Nun Aleph, says something that's similar to something we've discussed in the past. He brings the Marsha, the way the Marsha learns Yerushalmi, and he asks a kasha. He says, is that emes? Let's say I know that if I go to Beis Din, I'm going to lose it entire. I know if I'm going to lose it entire, but I know I'm right. I know I never sold this karka to this man. I never sold it to him. But I messed up. For 7 years I didn't make a machah. See, I know he's going to win the entire Rav Lefeska Sabatim all year, and now I realize how could I do something like this? And I messed up. I'm going to lose the dintayra, even though I know that I'm not a Gazlan if I take the land. Am I allowed to go some other way to get what I know the emes? Ramesha writes that the vaday it's aser. I think his lashon is it's gezeila. Somebody will go to court besides the shayla of archois, not going to archois the cloud, which he's not talking about there. He says it's aser. Ramesha says mevaday it's aser, even if you know it's emes, to do such a thing. Yeah, we once spoke about the Chavis Yoyer. The Chavis Yoyer in the Tshuva writes, in Ikesh Titapel, the Chavis Yoyer writes, his Tshuva was about bribing judges, the Bnei Noach, the judges in his Medina. So I once read you the Chavis Yoyer, the king, whoever it was, asked him, how come you Jews are always bribing judges? Isn't it also to bribe in Dinim? So he answered, first he said, you're right. And then he said, you should know that when we Jews go to a dintayra in front of Goyim, we're immediately at a disadvantage. Because the Jew comes in front of them, they're going to pass them like the guy. So he said, we bribe them just to get it right, to get it even. That if we know we're right, we know it's ours, so he should pass in the right way. And then he seemed to write, that's why I read you the Lashon, because sometimes you think he just wrote it like Al Sholem Alphas. But you see, he wrote afterwards that it's Taka Halacha of a Mikesh Titapol, that if somebody is crooked with you, you're allowed to find a crooked way to try to, without doing an Aveira, to try to straighten things out. And here Rav Moshe is it as a kasha. Rav Moshe says, bevadai, it's aser to go in a different way. If you know in Bezdin you're going to lose, so even though you know you're right. Rav Moshe here says, b'loshen vadois, it's aser. He is it as a kasha. Of an Mishnah al Nafshe. When you say,
you see somebody stole something from you and it's now in his backyard, you just walk in and take it or not.
To go and take it, Moshe Mastam will be masking. Now I'll take my thing. Let's say you left your umbrella in shul. Shul's a bad example. Let's say you left your umbrella in my house. So you want to come to my house and take it back? So if I don't say it's mine, you're allowed to. If I do say it's mine, so now you're not allowed to. So it sounds like from Ramesh. I don't know what to make of it. That's Ramesh's teretz. Ramesh writes in his teretz that's the Kayach HaMelech. It's a famous Ran in Joshua Yud Aleph. The Ran sets up the Yesodos of Dinei Melech, how Melech works by Klal Yisrael. And that's Ramesh's Teretz. And those Ramesh is really not allowed to do shtick to get what you know is yours. But over here, it was different because it was a Melech, and there's a halacha of Dinei Melech, that in Klal Yisrael, there are two dinim. There's a din of Bezdin. Bezdin paskins according to the letter of the law all the time. Bezdin. Don't get me wrong, Bezdin tries to outsmart someone who's lying and catch him lying. Bezdin also uses its chachma. But the bottom line, the psak has to be b'shaftu esha'am mishpat tzedek, the Ran's lashon is. They have to be judged mishpat tzedek. Judgment has to be correct. False eidim are going to fool the Bezdin. They will fool the Bezdin. Bezdin will be fooled. Mashenken a melech has a right to judge kifi tzairach ha'am. That's Shlomo HaMelech paskin to cut a baby in half. That wasn't, even though there are those who want to plug in there the rules of Yachloiku from the beginning above Mitzia, Shneim Arizim Betalis, and they have a whole Zohoshtikal Torah there from earlier, Achrayim, Mishlo Melech, that with Shneim Arizim Betalis by the baby, that's why they were going to cut it in half. But Pashtus, the Bezdin would never pass in the stomach to cut a baby in half. But a Melech has a right, you know, you find in by David also. The Nosna Navi comes to David and says that there was a poor man who only owned one sheep. He had a rich neighbor who had plenty of sheep. And the rich neighbor needed a meal, and he went and he stole his sheep. So David paskined that the rich neighbor is Chayav Misa. Now Chayav Misa is Chal Dal Vehei. No one's Chayav Misa for taking a sheep. The Ran says that that's Dinei Hamelech. Really, ideally, the world should work Al Pi Dinei Mishpat Tzedek, Dinei HaTorah. When there's Yeridus HaDairus, there are a lot of crooked people. So then, Asim Alai Melech, the Chal HaGayim, then... That's what the Ran's coming to explain. Because the Kleisos criticized for saying, Asim alai melech kechal agayim. And the Torah says, you will say, Asim alai melech kechal agayim. So the Ran, that's the Yiki side of the Ran. That it's the Yeridus HaDairus. When there's the Yeridus HaDairus, there's a need for Mishpat HaMelech. And Klai Yisrael should have waited. They shouldn't have rushed into the Yerida of this thing.
Ramashi is saying that you have to find a way to do it in Bezin. And the Chavisya is saying that within the system you have to find a way to do it.
Avoid certain kindness and you're allowed to do it, even though it's not true. You get the right stuff.
It's one thing to do a trick in Bezin. I think one of the examples we said is that you schlep, if you know you're right. So you can postpone, as long as I'll be dinner, you're allowed to postpone, you can postpone.
So that's right.
Yeah, but that's something that's b'chaz, not sheikh, it's the best thing. So what Shimshi's saying is maybe Ramesha means that something that's a din bezdin, to go someplace else, outside of bezdin, that's ichas. Ramesha writes the Lashon Vadoes, he says Vadayos. So Seifer has misfall from what he writes on this Rashbam. I think I told you Rashbam. Some Seifer seems to want to write to Rav. He says, "What was the taina of the Machzikim?" Listen to what he writes. This Shunamis, her husband died. So who's the Irish? A son, this son that Elisha was Machayah, who happened to be, Rashi says, Yaina, was later the Navi Yaina, grew up to be the love of Navi. That's what Rashi says in Navi. But anyway, this son was the Irish. So the Chassam Sefer writes that these people who grew up the Karka and were Masik, they tainted that the son doesn't have a right to Yarshim because he died. And once he died, he has no right to Yarshim. He came alive again, so that's Panam Chadash's Ba'alakan. He doesn't become a Yerush because he came alive again. There's no such halach in the Torah that you come alive again. You become a Yerush. What? There's Mishmush Bekever. He says Yerush Bekever to Yarshin. Very interesting, Shaila. The first Rebbe Chanan in Yesh Neichlin is a very big Yisraelistic Rebbe Chanan. Even if you learn Yesh Neichlin without Mepharshim or Rashi Taisis, you should know the first Rabbi Chanan. He says, first, maybe it's the second, but he says about Mishmush is, the Torah says seven Yarshim. If all seven are not there, what do you do next? So the rule is that you Yarish Bekever, that means the person died, he has no children, so his father is Yarish Bekever, and he's Mayrish to the next relative. Let's say the father had no other children, so the father's Mayrish to his father. And then his father is Mayrish down to what are in effect the cousins of the person who died.
And everyone's Mayrish Bekever until you find a living person to take it. So you're asking that this boy should be Mayrish Bekever, and he should get it for himself, I guess. Or for his children. Bekever doesn't have to mean Bekever, yes. But Rabbi Chanan there is very interesting. Rabbi Chanan, he clears if Mishmush is a Metzias, that you're Yerish Bekever, or it's just a Simen. Call it a Siben, a Simen, if you want. Does it really mean that the father is Yerish in the Kever, or the grandfather is Yerish in the Kever, and then he passes it down? Rabbi Chanan says, no, it's just the way we imagine to figure out who's the closest relative. We imagine in our mind, Ki'ilu, he would be Yerish Bekever, and Yerish Bekever. So he brings a raya that it's so that you don't mamish yarshim, if I recall correctly, and this is a machana many years. I think he brings a raya because there's a gemara in also in Yesh Leichlin that b'chol ha'tayra kula chayim yarshim es achayim but in the yaitim etrayim shemesim yarshim es achayim. So the gemara says that b'chol ha'tayra kula mesim can't really yarshim, just living people can yarshim. Except by yitzis mitzrayim, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, the Yetzim Mitzrayim Yarshin Eretz Yisrael, and then they passed it on to their children. So B'chanan brings a raya from there that it's only Mishmash is only a simon. It's not a Siva, it's only a simon. I remember this from B'chanan, the first shir I ever heard from Maisha, not Shmuz, but shir that I went to, was in Yesh Leichlin, was a shir, he didn't mention B'chanan, he mentioned four ways to learn Mishmash, Kedarkoi. And he fit in different Rishayim in Leimel four ways, if you could keep up with that, especially with his Lakvishi Yiddish. Some people were able to keep up, but at least I remember the Chakira. Anyway, getting back here, the Samsaifa says that was the Machlaikis between, that was the Taina of the Machzikin. They Taina that you don't Yarshim. And that was the Taina. Before his father died, probably. Yeah, we're back to life, but he's Panam Chadash is Baal HaKan. That's what B'chanan's law. That's the Samsaif is Lash. He's a new person. A new person doesn't. I don't know exactly how that fits. If they were fighting over the Taina, then they weren't fighting over the Chazaka. I should add it in Taira over the Taina. But what I was in the spoil was the following. Elisha was Machaya 2 Mason. By Pishnai and Ruf Echal Eli. Elio was Machaya 1. So Elisha had the kayak to be Mechaya too. So he's Mechaya the Ben Ashunamis. Anybody know the second Chiyas HaMeisim? Elisha died without ever using his second Chiyas HaMeisim. He died without using his second Chiyas HaMeisim. It's like not using you get out of free a jail free card in a Monopoly game. Right? We'll have to. He had a thing in Mechaya Meis. He died without ever using it. So the Pasuk says that somebody was being buried and the Gedud of Goyim came and attacked. So the people that were burying, they just took the mace, they had to go fight. They took the mace and put him in the closest kever in a Ma'ara. That Ma'ara happened to be Ma'ara Elisha. And the mace touched the guf or the burial place of Elisha and the Tchias HaMeisim came out in that mace. That mace's name was Shalom. He was a Kayin. He was a cousin of Yirmiyah. And he came alive. Reb Chaim Knievsky, with his big bekiyas and all these kind of things, there's an incident in Nach, which I learned in Yirmiyah this year, where Yirmiyah has to be paid the Goyel, the field of his cousin Hanamel ben Shalom. Reb Chaim Knievsky writes a whole shtickle Torah on that mace who came alive again. That when he died, he had no children. This Hananel, his son, was born later. So when he died, his two brothers were Yerush. Yirmiyah's father and another brother were Yerush. And then when he came alive again, does he get it back? So Chaim Knievsky writes, he doesn't get it back. If he died, he's Yerush to his brothers. And when he comes alive again, he has no right to take it back. The Torah says if you die, it goes to your relatives. The Torah doesn't say if you come alive again, you get it back. So when he came alive again, he didn't get it back. Later he had a child, Shalom. He had a child, Hanamel. Hanamel really was not entitled to the field. So really, it was Yirmiyah's field. And Hanamel, they were naig lufnim b'shur sadin. If someone has a brother who dies, and you yash in his house, and then he comes alive again, you give it back to him, no? So they did lufnim b'shur sadin, they gave it back to him,
and he had a son, but he says, when Yovel came, it went back to Yirmiyah, and that's why Yirmiyah was Gaiel. Chaim Kanievsky has a whole shtickle tire on it. So I was despoiled that the two, when I saw the society today, that these two Mesim, Elisha and Machaya, had this, according to the Chassam Sofer's version, had exactly the same din Torah. Both of them had Yerusha issues. Yerusha issues afterwards. So I'd like to tell you a ha'ara that I just had on this. Halacha is, if someone dies and he leaves a child, the child yarishes. Someone dies and leaves a pregnant wife, he has no children, but his wife is pregnant. So in Mishameis it says that if you leave a pregnant wife and she gives birth, that child yarishes as well. What happens if someone dies and he stored zera, frozen zera? There are people, it's not uncommon today, people who have, for whatever reason, problems with zera, that zera is frozen. Sometimes the Gaishavelt, they do it just because they want to push off having children. The zera, it's frozen zera. And a man dies, he has no children, he has no pregnant wife, nothing. 5 years later, they defrost the zera and they make a woman pregnant and he has a baby. He's dead 5 years. In today's world, not it could happen, it happens. Does that baby yarshin? 5 years ago, other people yarshin. Now this is a tough shaila, and I imagine it'll happen someday. But the shaila will come up. Does this baby now go back to the 5 years ago and say, "Hello, you thought you yarshened? You're wrong. Here I am. Let's change. If you had brothers, you change it. If you didn't have brothers, and others, the other people yarshened, you take it away. Does he get the right to take it away from him or not?" What about Dina Chalitza as well? What about Chalitza? So it's interesting, even though this Metzius you can't imagine ever existed before, there's a tshuva in the Noid Bihuda about Chalitza. In this case, Mamish. Even though the Noid Bihuda's time it didn't happen, it didn't exist. It could have happened if there was Zera Bambati, the Gemara talks such a case. So he says that there's no Chalitza, because there's a Gemara that says, Rechad Achinoyam, that it can't be that a woman is mutal l'shuk and then she becomes back osel l'shuk. He brings the Gemara in Yavamis, and to the view, Tak has a tshuva about it. Gavi Chalitz. Gavi Yerusha, what's a din? So this Reb Chaim Kanievsky L'chayr is saying that there's no din Yerusha. Because this Shalom who came alive again, and then he had Chanamel years later, says Takachu, he doesn't get his land back. He's dead. But Lamaisa, he had a child many years later. Why doesn't that child go back to the brothers and say it's mine? So we see from here that it's not that way.
When does the child get the right diarshin?
It's the Gemara says if Bishas Nisa, there's a Yibur, there's a Mubaris. If there's a Mubaris, then the child yarshins when he's born.
Maybe this is already a law. Is
there a problem? But it's not Mubaris. There's no Yibur. No woman was a Yibur without. By itself, it's not going to progress to a live child.
Isn't
it only a Yetzer Eichel? What does Yetzer
Eichel mean?
Therefore,
so
it should be.
So it should be.
Should be. I would see Reb Chaim Nebs on that way. At least that's good.
The father is only to the child is born.
Okay, whatever the lum this is, I mean, it's you're saying the mace happens at the reg of Misa. Happens at that reg.
Yeah, you can't be Mirish, you can't take away from other people.
Okay. Right.
Then
yeah, yeah. If somebody is Nisabra Bambati and gives birth, then it's a child. There's no question that if somebody has a child without a Maisabia, that it's his child. There are no chalukidayas in this. Yeah, there's no question. It's a Gemara Chagiga, and it's Ben Sira with Yirmiyah. where these are people that were born from the Zera Ha'av, Shalai B'Derech Tashmish. And it's a Mefurish Adin, and it's a Mefurish Gemara, it's an Ebenezer Simen Aleph. These cases, even though they seem new, Torah, you know, the Kulay Ba. It's a Pella. Today they have a Metzias of host mothers, where they take eggs out of one woman and put it into another woman. Who's the mother? There's an Ibaya and Mesechtes Chulin. Gemara has an Ibaya. If you have a pregnant cow, and the cow is in the field back to back with another cow, and the baby transfers from the pregnant cow to the other cow, and it finishes pregnancy in the second cow, what's it in? Lagabi Bachar, who's the mother? If the first one, the second one, it's a firstborn, the first one, it's not a firstborn. Ibaya? So Gemara has an Ibaya. So Taisa says there that the Gemara only says Lahagl Taravi Yadir because it can never happen. Taisa says. That exact Metzius will never happen. But for all practical purposes, this is the tumbling today. Where you have an egg from one woman, which is implanted in another woman. And the Shaila is who's the mother, the genetic mother or the host mother. And these are Shaila's B'chol Yoim Rabbanim. Nobody's mefarsim when these things happen, but these are Shaila's that come up on a regular basis. I'm not just talking in the major leagues by Rebelski, but even in the minor leagues by me. These are things that come up. And it's a Gemara. You know, it's all there. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara. Let's see. Amar Rav Anan. Gemara now comes to the second Shaila. Micha b'fnei bei shein yachaylin lai malai, if it's a machar. What does it mean, ein yachaylin lai malai? So the Rashbam says, k'gan shigrin ha'shahafu m'dinesayah. Let's say you make a machar in front of a person who's not able to travel. He's a chiger, he can't get around. Or he's sailing off on a boat far away, and you catch him right before he heads off on the boat, and you make a machar in front of him. He will never travel within 3 years. He's not going to travel to the place where your karka is. The question is that a good machar, or isn't it a good machar? So what would you say? Svara, it's good machar in front of a chiger. Good machar in front of a. Maybe you made a machar in front of an elaim, someone can't talk, it's one thing. But he can talk plenty. Just he's not going there. I think we should all agree that the pashtus is in Svara, even though we're going to have a machlaikis, pashtus, it's a why shouldn't it be a good chazak? I told someone, and that person. Here, I'm in New York, and I have karka in Chicago. And I go in front of somebody who will never go to Chicago. I'm positive, however I know, he'll never go. He's not physically able. People like Elena who have conditions, they can't fly. And it's far away that nobody goes only by flying. Maybe Chicago people drive. So let's say I have land in Anchorage, Alaska. And I tell somebody in New York City that I'm making a macha, I own land in Anchorage, and the yid who's there is not allowed to do it. Is it a good macha or not? The pashtus hasvara, what's wrong? If I make a macha in front of you, I think you're going to travel to that city? The Gemara said a lashon, I'll repeat it, chavra islay, the chavra islay. Gemara doesn't assume the person I'm telling is traveling there. The Gemara assumes that rumors travel there. No, the Tumul travels there. Right? We never said that the person himself, I make a machar in front of him, he has to travel. Yet, we have a machlaikis. Let's see the Gemara. Amar Ravan, Udi mefashni b'nei dema Shmuel. Shmuel holds, Micha b'fnei shnei b'nei adam she'chaylin lai malai ava machar. Micha b'fnei shnei b'nei adam she'ein yechaylin lai malai. Might have a macha. Shmuel holds that this is not a good macha. The Rav, and Rav disagrees. Rav says, Chavra, Chavra Islay, the Chavra, the Chavra, Chavra Islay. So Rav, I understand, ganz fine.
Rav says that the rumor doesn't require the purple person travel. But Shmuel, what's going on with Shmuel? The person I make a machoy in front of, he has to travel to that city. What's Pshat and Shmuel? Kishani la'atzmi, if I'm stuck, how would I explain Shmuel? I guess I would say the following. Let's say I call in two people and I tell them, you know, this piece of land in Chicago, it's really mine. How is the rumor going to get to Chicago? I have no idea. I have no idea how it's going to get there. It's just going to get there. There are numerous possibilities. There are probably, if you take a statistician, so he'll figure out, if you tell two people you have land in Chicago, it'll end up spreading to 10,000 people. And of the 10,000, statistically, someone is going to travel to Chicago and the rumor will get there. Or someone will know, somebody will, eventually the word will spread to someone who goes to Chicago and they'll tell them. L'chaira, I have to learn Shmuel, that he holds that the two people I tell have to be included in the statistic. In other words, I'm assuming the word will get around to 10,000 people or 1,000 people. I don't know how many people you assume such news gets to. But all the people I'm telling it to have to be included in the chance of going. Right? The whole goal, how does the rumor get there before telephones? At the end of the day, there has to be a human being who ends up in that city and says something. Now, that human being may go from here. Or maybe someone from here will go halfway. And he'll tell someone else to go the whole way. But at the end of the day, there has to be a human being who ends up in the other city. So I would think that Shmuel Shita is that I have to have the chance that all the people I tell, it's only talking to people, but they have to be included in the possibility of going. That's the way Balabatish, that's the way I would know Shmuel. Now, Rav Moshe asks a kash on Shmuel. He asks, there's a stira between this Gemara and the previous Gemara. In the previous Gemara, it said that Shmuel Shita is that a Bereach, According to both Lashaynis, he said, Shmuel said, Mavzikim midachsei bereach, because the bereach can make a machah. So here you have a Marikama, who's in this city, he's a bereach, he can make a machah. Let's say the Marikama would be a chiger, could he make a machah? Let's say I have a Marikama in this city, I know for sure he's never going back to that city. Could he make a macha? Zicha? What's the difference between a chiger or a bereach? So Ramesha says, I don't understand. If the Marikama himself would be a chiger or a bereach, he could make a macha because he's relying that someone else will get there. So why, if you make the macha in front of a chiger or in front of a bereach, why also not rely that someone else will get there? That's Ramesh's cash. Why isn't there a difference if the Marikam himself is a chiger? Bereach and chiger, Ramesh is the same thing. Bereach is someone who can't get there, and a chiger is someone who can't get there. My nafkamina that by a bereach, when the Marikam can't get there, he can make a macha. And when the Marikam tells two people who can't get there, it's not a macha. My nafkamina. Now, according to the way I'm explaining the Gemara, it's not sure. Because you don't need that the Marikama should be able to get there. You need that all the people in the statistics should be able to get there. But Rav Moshe explains Shmuel different than what I'm saying. We'll see in a minute. He's right. He says, Shmuel knows that if you tell a chiger, the rumor will get there all the same. You tell a chigers can talk just like everybody else can talk. And every time you make a macha, it's not because these two people are going to go there. So what's Taka Pshat and Shmuel? Ramesha learns, and Ramesha doesn't bring it, but I saw afterwards that it's a Beferisha Ramban on Membeis. I didn't see it on Membeis. I saw it here, in the Ayel Torah. He brings the Ramban. Ramesha says
that the pshat in Shmuel is that there's a reyesa in the bechor. This bechor, there's something suspicious about this bechor. Why would a person go and make a bechor dafka in front of a chider in any yachalaylech? There's something, the bechor itself has a reyesa. There's something wrong. He takes someone who can't go. A normal person who's nervous and upset about his land in a different place, he's going to take someone who could go. So therefore, there's a reyesa in the mechah itself, which means, like I said before, you have to tell people that at least could go there. But the chap is that if you tell people who can't go there, then that itself is a reyesa in the mechah, and it's a bad mechah. And therefore, the mechah is not a mechah like Shmuel. What does Rav hold? Rav holds the still chesaron of Akishtarcha. Since the chesaron of Akishtarcha, therefore, even though it's not such a good mechah, but it's too zayf that the other person should watch your star. So Mamela, that's the machloikis between the two of them. I suppose that's the case. I suppose that the way Ramesh is learning, you meicha for someone that you know is al from dinasayah. If you meicha someone and later on he's a highlight, then that, we should look in the Lashon Ramban, but that's the way he learns. We have a klal halacha k'shmuel b'mamayna. The halacha k'rav b'isura. Shmuel was a big expert in Chayshim Mishpat. Halacha k'shmuel b'mamin. Halacha k'rav b'isura. The Rosh writes on this Gemara that this is an exception. The halacha is like Rav. Because we are going to have in the next sugya, Rav Papa, who says that if you make a mechah and you tell the people you make a mechah, don't tell the muzik. Rav Papa says it's a good mechah. Even if you said don't tell anybody, that's not a good mechah. You say don't tell the muzik, it's a good mechah. Zakt the Rosh, that's like Rav and not like Shmuel. The way Ramesh is explaining, it's very geschmack. What's the problem? If I tell two people, I'm making a mechah, but don't tell the muzik. Now they tell everybody else. The word gets around anyway. I say, don't tell the muzik. What's wrong? It's exactly what Ramesh learns in Shmuel. There's a reisa in the mechah. This is not the proper way to make a mechah. Since it's a reisa in the mechah, so memela, there's a... The way I'm explaining Shmuel is Mamish Rav Papa. And Mamela, we see that Shmuel Rav Papa is Hainu Hach, it's the same thing. Now we are going to see that the Tap Taisis on Lamed Tesem and Aleph argues with the Rush. The Re on Lamed Tesem and Aleph argues with the Rush. It says you can't compare Rav Papa to Rav and Shmuel. We'll see if we can try to figure out a Mahalach to make it shtick.